It is time again for Cook Your Cupboard. This is our food project where you submit photos of food in your kitchen that you're not sure how to cook up, and then one lucky submitter comes on our air and gets some advice from an expert. Today we're joined by Molly Katzen. She's author of the famous Moosewood Cookbook, and she joins us from Berkeley, California. Molly, good morning.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And we should say you are among the most famous chefs in terms of cooking vegetarian dishes. Is that right?
It's true, although I never refer to myself as a chef. I refer to myself as a home cook. But if you want to call me a chef, please.
You're okay with
free.
That.
It's fine.
Okay, well, great. Well, we have the submitter who we chose on the line with us. Harrison Gowdy, are you there?
I am. Hello, David. Hello, Molly.
Hi, Harrison.
And Harrison, you're joining us from Dayton, Ohio.
I am. I'm in lovely Dayton, Ohio today.
And I understand it. You kind of pride yourself on being an adventurous cook.
Yes, I cook what I have, and I don't like to waste things. And I have a few items right now that I don't know what to do with.
Let's get right to it then. What are the items? Tell us what has you stuck.
Well, I do get a lot of gifts from friends of food items.
So they bring you their leftover items to cook.
Sometimes, you know, I'll even find things like Swiss chard dropped off on my doorstep.
But I need a friend like you, Harrison.
My friend lives in Fort Lauderdale, and she went to her market, and one of the things she brought me was guava paste.
Guava paste.
In every American kitchen, there should be some guava paste.
Who can live without guava paste?
Guava paste, it's kind of hard, right? Would you say it's sliceable, your version of it?
Yes, it's sliceable.
Its favorite food companion is cheese. And so the easiest thing to do if you have a favorite empanada dough or if you like working with phyllo is to just take slices of the guava paste and combine them with probably an equal amount of cheese and wrap it up in your favorite wrapping. Bake it till it's crisp and just serve it as like a little appetizer or turnover. And another really fun thing to do with guava paste is to take your favorite vanilla cake, put the cake batter in the pan, half of it, and then lay on some slices of guava paste, and then put the rest of the batter on so it becomes this kind of surprise pink filling. It gets kind of soft and jammy.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
It sounds very easy to do.
Okay, so that's item number one. What's next?
My sister went to India, and she brought back spices for all of us. I have
whole
nutmeg, which is easy to use. Some tamarind.
Is it like a glob of tamarind?
It is. It's a glob. Yes.
Okay. Can you look at it and see that it's got seeds and membranes in it, or is it pure
yes.
pulp? Okay. Are you a tactile type? Because the fun thing is to get in there with both hands, you know, roll up your sleeves and kind of squeeze it through your fingers to get out the seeds and the veins. Then you've got your tamarind pulp. And to me, the best thing to do with tamarind pulp is to make homemade pad thai. And, you know, everything else in the pad thai would be pretty easy to find. The thing about tamarind is
we have great grocery stores, and I know we can get all
wonderful.
The stuff because I've made pad thai before, so it'll be really fun.
Oh, you're a pad thai expert already.
I'm talking to the sage here.
You're ahead of the game.
But I just want to also mention that tamarind is way sour. So
is that a good combo
don't
then?
Lick
I
your
mean,
fingers.
Pad thai for dinner and the guava cake for dessert?
Absolutely.
All
do
right.
it.
Okay, guava paste, Indian spices, and the last on the list?
Coconut oil.
Ah, that's a kind of in item right now. But coconut oil is interesting because it is the only vegetable saturated fat, but it's not evil. in fact, there are some nutrition researchers who actually feel that coconut oil is a healthy oil. It's got a very mild coconut flavor. It's very good for frying. My Jewish grandmother would be very confused by the fact that I actually use it for frying my Hanukkah latkes. Coconut oil has a very high smoke point. So it's one of those oils that you can take to a very high temperature without it kind of breaking down and being unstable. So if you want to fry something really crisp, it fries beautifully.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. What a great idea.
Harrison, what's your game plan here after hearing all of this?
Well, I'm definitely going with the pad thai and then the guava cake because that sounds lovely to me.
Well, this has been fun. Cook Your Cupboard submitter Harrison Gowdy joining us from Dayton, Ohio. Harrison, thanks a lot. Happy cooking.
Thank you.
And Molly Katzen, her cookbook coming out this fall is The Heart of the Plate, Vegetarian Recipes for a New Generation. Molly, thanks so much.
Thank you, David. And bye-bye, Harrison.
Bye.
And before we go, let me tell all of our listeners that you can submit your own baffling kitchen items with a chance to come on the radio with a chef. Head to npr.org/cupboard.